Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game here at PNC Studio. Bears are at Minnesota to take on a Vikings team right now in the thick of things in the playoff hunt. So let's start offensively. Want to start fast. The Bears' first quarter scoring differential of minus 48 ranks 31st in the league, ahead of only San Francisco. With only two first possession touchdowns and none on the first possession of the third quarter, the Bears are making it harder on themselves. As John Fox often reminds us, this edition of Bears has, quote, very little margin for error. And without any scoreboard cushion, it just exacerbates the situation. The Bears have also given up the most first quarter points in the league with 89, while scoring only 32 third quarter points, tied for the fewest in the NFL. Minnesota's defense gives up only one first possession touchdown and an NFL tying low 37 third quarter points. Starting faster can create some Bears breathing room. Creating turnovers is something every NFL team wants to do, and in 13 games, the Bears have forced only 12 fumbles, 26th in the league, recovering 7, which is actually just 1 off the league average. Coach Fox feels the bulk of fumbles in the league come by way of the strip sack of quarterbacks who are pressured and hit by defenders. Willie Young and Lamar Houston are making a lot of noise right now, rushing the passer and feeding off one another. On top of that, the duo collected 18 combined tackles against the Redskins last week. They are playing very well and need that same production against Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater and running back Adrian Peterson. Minnesota has coughed it up 17 times, but have lost only 7 of those fumbles. Getting physical with this team and forcing the ball out or intercepting it is one of the biggest keys and needs of what is left of this regular season. On to special teams, and this is another big test for the Bears unit because Minnesota leads the league in starting field position after kickoffs. They are tied for 3rd with 26 returns north of 20 yards, and lead the NFL with 5 returns of 40 yards or more. They also own a punt return touchdown by Marcus Sherrills against the Bears and 4 returns of 20-plus. Cordarrelle Patterson leads the NFL in kickoff average at 31-1, and kicker Blair Walsh has 2 game-tying or winning field goal attempts, including one that beat the Bears. He's collected 100 points, but has missed 3 extra points and 5 field goals. Robbie Gould has missed 6 of his last 15 field goal attempts, so his slump at the moment is something that needs to be considered in this game. He's been wide left on 4 of his 5 misses. Walsh has also missed 5 kicks, including 1 blocked. Both kickers, though, have 26 made field goals. And we wrap up with the intangibles, and it's time again for the Bears to spoil the stew. The Vikings feel they're in position to take down the Bears this week and the 6-7 New York Giants next week at the University of Minnesota before a showdown game against the Packers at Lambeau Field. The Bears can ruin the plan with another spirited, competitive, and complete effort. The Vikings are banged up a bit, and while the Bears are not exactly injury-free, they have learned how to play without many different players and leaders. The Bears need to have better execution with their high red zone offense and their 10-play drives. 27th inside the 30 passing, only 13 passing touchdowns, which is 24th in the league. They are 19th in 10-play touchdown efficiency, despite being 4th in number of 10-play drives with 26. But only 9 touchdowns. The Vikings struggle inside the 30, scoring only 176 points. That's 29th, and only 6 touchdown passes, which is 31st. So there you see some of the statistics that could tell the story of this matchup at Minnesota. Be sure you listen to us on Sunday from the University of Minnesota. Our pregame gets underway at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak from PNC Studio at Halas Hall. Thanks again.